Are you looking to start a podcast, but maybe you're not sure how? Well, this is it. I'm going to tell you how to start it. No big introduction. Let's just get started. Cue the intro. Hey, you are now listening to the What's On My Mind podcast, the podcast where some random teen, that's me, talks about literally anything that pops into his mind. Pretty vague, I know. Alright, welcome everyone. So, lots of people have been asking how to start a podcast, and it's so much easier than you think. All the platforms and apps I'm going to mention are not sponsoring this episode in any way at all. I wish. And they are all free. I'm not getting anything out of this. It's just the most straightforward tutorial you can get. I promised I was going to put it down simple and easy with no long explanations or anything like that. So, here it is. The podcast starter kit I recommend using is, and write this down somewhere, number one, Anchor. That will be your hosting platform. I'll explain that later. Number two, Audacity, the place to edit. Number three, Podgo, the way to monetize. And as to the hardware, number four, if you don't already have a mic, which I think most beginner podcasters don't have, then you can search for some headphones that have that like mini mic in the middle. That will change a lot. Alright, so the first thing on the list and the most important is Anchor. Anchor is my current hosting platform. And if you don't know what a hosting platform is, it's basically the place where you record, upload, and distribute your episodes to a lot of podcast apps. There, you also create your name, description, ad, and cover art. To start doing this, go to anchor.fm on the computer, or you can download the app called Anchor on your phone. I suggest having both since you can pass audio files through the phone to the computer or vice versa. And there are certain features that are not on the computer version and others that are not in the app. So yeah, it's just better like that. I really, really suggest you have a clear, crystal clear idea of what your podcast is going to be about. Also, the name and at least an idea of what the cover art goes with what you are looking for. And please, before uploading your first episode, play around with a couple of recordings and see what it can do. Or see if your audio sounds really bad before publishing, and then you might go looking for those Apple headphones I mentioned in the beginning. They basically have this like mini mic in the middle, and trust me, that makes a very, very big difference. But I'll get into more hardware later. If you already know a little bit about podcasting, then you know there are way more podcast hosting services apart from Anchor, like Buzzsprout. I suggest you guys start off with Anchor, and as you progress, you might want to transition into a hosting service that can upgrade your podcast in a way Anchor can't. Then the second thing is Audacity. This is something most beginners don't start off with, and it's something that I've learned is absolutely necessary. Audacity is an editing platform where you can cut, add, remove noise, amplify the volume, and a dozen of other features. It may look confusing at the beginning, but trust me, it's quite easy. If you have any problems, you can ask me through my links below or search it up on YouTube. There are a ton of tutorials. Okay, but how do I get this? Go to Google, search up Audacity, and download it. Anyways, I will hyperlink all the starter kit in the show notes. It's really amazing how with all these free things, anyone can start a podcast. The third thing is Podgo. They have sponsored me in other episodes, but not in this one. Basically, after creating your podcast and starting to create a bigger audience than yourself, you might want to start getting something out of it. Podgo focuses on small podcasters, so that's a good thing. They connect you to a brand, and they decide what flat rate you're going to have per ad. Don't forget, there are tons of other ways to monetize. I'm not saying this one is the best. There's a ton. There's like listener support, contacting brands directly, for intermediaries that can hook you up with a sponsor like Podcorn. Basically, Podcorn puts a bunch of sponsors in your face and tells you which one do you want and if you want to send them a proposal. Okay, now for the hardware. I really suggest just starting off with no equipment, just playing around with it and getting used to the software. Then you can start to dig into potential mics that you're interested in and go from there. But that's what I think. Some may think differently. If you start off with good equipment, you probably didn't choose good equipment because you didn't know what to get. I don't know. I feel if you invest in something, it's because you have been working on it previously and you know you're not just going to leave it like that. And that's it. I've given you what you need to start a podcast. So go ahead, get started. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or on Podchaser, and check out the links below. There's a bunch of stuff down there. Yeah. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys in the next one.